You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There is a flash flood emergency in effect for parts of Burnett, Williamson, and Travis County, Texas. That's northwest of Austin. Is catastrophic flooding in the Hill Country, already blamed for at least 24 deaths, and more than 20 people are still missing. Many of them are campers at a girls' summer camp. ABC's Mireya Villarreal has more.
The families of the missing, some of them are actually posting pictures with their names and information of many of these campers trying to get the word out there of what their children look like, trying to aid in the rescue and the search any way they can.
President Trump called the flooding shocking and pledged federal help. Friday, he celebrated the holiday at the White House and signed the massive spending bill into law. It cuts taxes for many of the wealthiest Americans, but it also reduces access to Medicaid and nutritional assistance. And some Republicans have voiced concerns about how it will impact the federal deficit. This is ABC News. Recent immigration raids in Los Angeles continue to fuel protests. There was a demonstration Friday at L.A. City Hall. Jamie Rocha is with the Gabrielino Shoshone Tribal Council.
It's really important for us to create moments like this of community where we connect and be there for each other and create networks of each other of mutual aid and just protecting our most vulnerable communities because they're most at risk.
There were several arrests made in last night during separate protests. JetBlue travelers in Orlando went through a scary moment.
The JetBlue flight was preparing for takeoff to Worcester, Massachusetts, when the pilot warned air traffic control the plane was sliding off the taxiway. There were no injuries on board, but passengers had to deplane and were then bused back to the terminal.
That's ABC's Victor Oquendo. And a music and family reunion many people thought would never happen came to pass last night. Oasis back on stage for the first time in 16 years as they kicked off their tour in Wales. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
WRCOFM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny skies this morning, then clouding up. Very warm, very humid, thunderstorms by mid-afternoon, a high of 87. For tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms tapering off later with a low of 66. Sunday, clouds giving way to partial sunshine, a bit cooler and a little less humid with a high of 82. Mostly clear 58 Sunday night, partly cloudy Monday and seasonal with a high of 82. And the extended outlook into Tuesday, more humid, more showers and thunderstorms, 85. And Wednesday, your midweek outlook, variably cloudy and muggy with a few showers or storms possible and a high temperature of 85 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Time I had some trouble when it came to being true. But if you're gone for good, don't you think you could do better than Walter?
a stand-up guy. He may never make you laugh, but he'll never make you cry. But can you really see yourself turning out just like a Walter? What is Walter gonna say when he finds out about the way you used to run wild and free when you were still in love with me? When he stumbles on photographs, the ones of us that you still have, he sees you're not the kind of girl that fits into his perfect world. So before you meet him at the altar, remember you're gonna have to say I do to Walter. I bet he never had his nose broke in a ballroom fight or got cussed by a country judge because of one crazy night. But can you really see yourself turning out the lights and turning to Walter? What is Walter gonna say when he finds out about the way you used to run so wild and free when you were still in love with me? When he stumbles on photographs, the ones of us that you still have, he sees you're not the kind of girl that fits into his perfect world. So before you meet him at the altar, remember you're gonna have to say I do to Walter. So wild and free when you were still in love with me. When he stumbles on photographs, the ones of us that you still have, and sees you're not the kind of girl that fits into his perfect world. So before you meet him at the altar, remember you're gonna have to say I do.
Good old Walter. He's steady and reliable.
Good old Walter.
That's Charlie Robison on your weekend wake up. In about 10 minutes, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. Of course, Charlie was married to one of the chicks. So we might as well have some chicks right now. They're ready to run. We're running through your weekend wake up on RCO.
Ready, 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 ready. LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Danitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then rock out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the beach luau theme and win cash for the top 3 floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue, live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pull, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well-quality solutions.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Celebrate with color and save big now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale. For great paint and so-so jokes, why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with 5 generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
It's time right now for your time travel journey of entertainment proportions. We do it every Saturday. It's our weekly look at this week in entertainment history. Today we begin in 1989 when the Seinfeld Chronicle pilot episode debuted, starring Jerry Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Michael Richards. It was on NBC. You know it better as Seinfeld. The hugely successful movie Forrest Gump, starring Tom Hanks, hit the U.S. theaters this week in 1994. In 1985, we went Back to the Future. The original debuted this week. In 1996, we got to see the movie Independence Day. Spam, no, not email, but the actual meat product, was introduced by Hormel Foods in 1937. In 1946, the debut of the bikini hit the beaches, and Weekend at Bernie's hit in 1989. P.T. Barnum, Huey Lewis, Merv Griffin, Bill Haley, Ned Beatty, and George W. Bush, all born this week. Our Rabbit Ears Memories on the way next.
Your local Napa Auto Parts dealers in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools you need and the savings you want. Right now, get your choice of Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99, metric or SAE. Each set comes packed in a tough Milwaukee case and is built to last. You'll save up to 26%, but only while supplies last. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today and get the good stuff.
A Look at Entertainment History has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
This week's Rabbit Ears Memory takes us back to the 1990s. Rob Morrow starred as New York City native Dr. Joel Fleischman, whose medical school tuition was underwritten by the government of Alaska in exchange for him practicing medicine for 4 years in that state. It's an American comedy drama. It originally aired on CBS television from 1990 until 1995, and it took place in the eccentric, fictitious town of Sicily, Alaska. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is Northern Exposure.
Earthbound.
eyes. I'm in need of thicker glasses, but it's all okay. Someday I'll be leaving, but I just can't help believing that it's not today. Hey, every golden moment I have found, I've done my best to run right in the ground. The sky big and beautiful blue.
Earthbound.
Fallen angels come calling for you.
Earthbound.
Keeping close to the ground. Think I might stick around. I'm earthbound.
That is music from Rodney Crowell as we go back to 2003. Right around the corner, we have birthdays and anniversaries coming your way for our weekend wake up. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 76, that following our low of 69, and en route to a high today somewhere in the mid to upper 80s.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join the party Saturday night. WRCO's Those Were the Days will be playing the hot hits during the holiday weekend. Saturday night between 6 and midnight, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s will be featured. And we'll stop in park for a time in 1968.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
A song and sing along. We'll be ready for you Saturday night. Call or text, play trivia. We'll have all kinds of fun whenever you hear the magic cowbell. Those were the days at WRCO, sponsored in part by A&W Boscobel, Jones Chevrolet, Inspired Innovation Salon, Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet Speed Seed and Such, and Culligan Water Conditioning.
Attention Richland Center. Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary.
It's 7:30 and time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Brought to you today by the great folks at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Saturday, July 5th, 2025. Time to see who's celebrating in the area. We have a happy 29th wedding anniversary to my wonderful husband, Don, with love from Luann. Happy birthday wishes to Bob Loomis today from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Bob, we hope you have a great day. Haley Durst and Aylin Gunningham celebrating today from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Susan Dax, to the best sister we could ever ask for. Happy birthday and with love from Sarah, John, Pat, Jim, Mark, and all the family. Haley Durst, hoping you're having a great birthday today. Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita would like to say happy birthday. Aylin Gunningham, Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita wishing you a happy birthday as well. Here's a happy birthday wish to Susan, that with lots of love from David. Marlene Curtis from the Schmidt-Woolen Hills list. The Bloom City Town Crier, we see Barb Meyer, Jason and Liz Perkins, and Don and Luann Walton. So a couple of anniversaries and that birthday to celebrate as well. Here's a birthday wish from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church to Barb Meyer. Barb is also on the Beulah Wesleyan Church list today. From the Richland Center United Methodist Church, Eliotto, hope you have a wonderful day today. The Little Willow Birthday Club wishing a happy birthday to Charlene Bernadette and Nick Mullick, and a birthday wish from the Richland Center Lions Club to Liberty Ruland, Rebecca Farrell, and anniversaries for Rick and Ann Schmidt, and Don and Luann Walton. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone at WRCO-FM.
Oh, baby, my.
From the Oak Ridge Boys on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com for your weekend wake up. Good morning, 7:35. We have mostly sunny skies as we work through your Saturday. At 7:45, we'll check in with Joanne Krulatz. She'll have a local news update.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Danitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then rock out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the beach luau theme and win cash for the top three floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue, live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pool, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
We're moving to 7:45. We'll have that news update with Joanne Krulatz right around the corner. It's all part of your sunshiny Saturday. We're at 77 with Toby Keith.
It's Friday, getting tore up. Headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right. Go get juiced down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now. Gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting round the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true. I don't want no one girl if I can't have you. This Oklahoma breakdown sure do got you crying. Let me tell you that I love you one more time. It's Friday, done got all tore up. Leaving a river in the back of Fred's truck.
That's Toby Keith as we journey to 7:45 and your news update. We have moved up to 77. Here's a happy birthday wish going out today to Jeff Wrongholt from Mom and Dad. Have a great day.
Did you ever wake up in the morning? Nothing was going right. Spent the whole night fussing and fighting with your wife. Bills out in the mailbox, you know that you can't pay. Then you try to leave for work and your car's been hauled away. What you needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong.
was working hard, saving all his pay. Like Jesse James, IRS stole most of it away. Then he got chased by a street gang and he finally found a phone. He called up the police and they put him on hold. But it was a real good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move. They say music charms a savage beast, and I believe it's true. Man's had it down through history when he's had the blues. He'd find a drum to beat on and a horn that he could blow. You know it worked for the children of Israel at the walls of Jericho. They brought the house down with a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong.
Come visit the Aiken School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we bring comfort to your home and savings to your wallet. Discover stylish, high-quality Ashley furniture and top mattress brands like Nectar Therapeutic and Maloof. Looking for a great deal? Don't miss our bargain basement packed with unbeatable savings. Whether you're furnishing a single room or your whole home, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is here for you because we believe in comfort, quality, and community. Open today till noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 7:45. We're at 77 degrees. Time for a news update brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. Looking for maybe some clouds to re-thicken as we move into the afternoon hours. Maybe a storm possible as well. We're going to have some muggy conditions and a high near 87. The morning low 69. Currently, we're at 77 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin responded after House Republicans passed their budget bill. Quote, Republicans chose to put their super-rich friends over working families. They chose to gut Medicaid, decimate our rural hospitals, and terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. They chose to take food from hungry families and raise the cost of going to the grocery store for millions more. These are choices that Donald Trump and Republicans made because they wanted to rig our tax code for big corporations and the wealthiest in our country, instead of listening to hardworking Wisconsin families who are looking for some relief and opportunity to save and live a comfortable life. Republicans turned their backs on them, taking away their health care and raising their cost, end quote. The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance. The Dairy Business Association, Wisconsin's leading dairy advocacy group, applauds Governor Evers and legislative leaders for their bipartisan effort to craft a budget that supports the state's dairy community. It includes additional funding and support for initiatives that align with DBA's policy priorities, ensuring dairy remains a cornerstone of Wisconsin's economy. It does this by supporting clean water initiatives with ongoing funding for county conservation grants, producer-led watershed protection grants, nitrogen optimization, pilot programs, and cover crop insurance rebates, building a lasting agriculture transportation infrastructure by continuing the Agriculture Road Improvement Program and improvements to CDL training grants. It also promotes economic support and development with additional funding for dairy processor grants, continuation of the Wisconsin Agriculture Export Programs, and the Food Security Grant Program. And it encourages dairy research and education with continued funding for the Dairy Innovation Hub. A fugitive who has spent over 17 years on the run has been arrested in Wisconsin. Augustin Rivera Contreras was wanted on a 2007 arrest warrant in Texas for violating the conditions of supervised release and being in the country illegally. He was also under court-ordered supervision for aiding and abetting to possess with intent to distribute cocaine. After following a tip submitted in May to a Wisconsin cold case unit, U.S. Marshals found Rivera Contreras Tuesday at a home in Oconomowoc, hiding in a closet under a pile of clothes. 9 Wisconsinites accused of being part of a multi-million-dollar interstate car theft ring have been federally charged. The U.S. Attorney's Office says from 2019 to early 2024, a total of 23 people from 6 states named in the indictment were involved in the theft of more than 175 high-end vehicles from dealerships, factories, and airports, including Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Those charged are also accused of transporting the vehicles across state lines, altering vehicle ID numbers, making fake motor vehicle titles, and selling the stolen cars for money and drugs. All the defendants are charged with conspiracy and face up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted, with some facing additional charges. A former Kenosha teacher accused of grooming a student is heading to jail. 30-year-old Christian Enright was sentenced Wednesday to more than a year in jail with 3 years of probation. Prosecutors said Enright sent multiple Snapchat messages to a 14-year-old student, some with sexual implications. He was fired from his teaching job at the Kenosha School of Technology in May of last year. Enright pleaded guilty in April to a dozen misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct. He is also prohibited from contacting the victim or the victim's family. The first group of immigrants has arrived at a new detention center deep in the Florida Everglades that officials have dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Florida Republican Attorney General James Uthmeyer said on social media Wednesday that hundreds of immigration detainees were to arrive at the center. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the facility will have a capacity of about 3,000 detainees when fully operational. The center was built in 8 days and features more than 200 security cameras, 28,000 plus feet of barbed wire, and 400 security personnel. And the area features alligators, pythons, and other dangerous wildlife. The 2025 Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will be held October 22nd through 25th. While it is still a few months off, the committee recently held a contest for the theme for this year's Pumpkin Fest. All Richland County grade school students, pre-K through 5th grade, were eligible to submit ideas. The winner of this year's theme contest is Elena Muller, a third grader at St. Mary's School. Her winning entry was Pumpkins on the Farm. She chose it to honor the many farming families in the area. Two students were also selected and given honorable mention awards. They were Juliana Muth, a second grade homeschool student with the theme Hometown Helper Pumpkins, and Camden Pifrone, a fourth grade student at Weston with the theme Pumpkins in Disguise. As friends and families across Wisconsin hit the trails this 4th of July weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging all ATV and UTV riders to make safety part of the celebration by choosing to ride sober. So far this year, 19 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Whether you're exploring scenic backgrounds, cruising through the Northwoods, or simply out for a day of adventure, a clear head is the best gear you can bring, followed by helmets and seatbelts. Last year, over half of fatal ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin involved alcohol. Riders are also encouraged to ensure their vehicles are legal for use in Wisconsin. One of the most important things for all riders to stay safe on the trails is completing a DNR-approved safety education course. Learn more about ATV-UTV riding in Wisconsin, including how to sign up for a safety class on the DNR ATV-UTV webpage. Experience a classic movie in a historic space. The 39 Steps, a classic comedy thriller and a highlight of Alfred Hitchcock's directing career, was first shown at Taliesin in 1935. The movie will again be shown at the Hillside Theater Monday, July 14th. While sitting in a London theater watching a man perform dazzling memory tricks, Richard Hannay and the rest of the audience flee after hearing a gunshot. As he leaves, he encounters a young woman who asks if she can accompany him. Fascinated by her apparent terror, he agrees. During the night, however, she is murdered in his flat, and he must avoid the police long enough to find the real killers and clear his name. This film, presented in partnership with the River Valley Film Club and American Players Theater, will be shown Monday, July 14th at 6 at the Hillside Theater. Tickets priced at $10 can be purchased online at taliesinpreservation.org/events. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting to discuss improvements on Wisconsin Highway 60 from Wisconsin Highway 80 in Muscadet to U.S. Highway 14 in Gotham in Richland County. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, July 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 at 800 North 6th Street in Muscadet. The objective of the meeting is to familiarize you with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. Proposed project design details include intersection upgrades, pavement improvements, speed reduction in Orion, drainage improvements, updated roadside barriers, and realignment of Highway 60 west of County Highway TB. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2027. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Brian Meyer by calling 608-789-5676 or emailing brian.meyer@wi.gov. Written comments can be mailed to Brian Meyer at 3550 Mormon Cooley Road, La Crosse, 54601. It's hard to believe, but the Richland Center High School Homecoming Parade is just 3 months away. Student Council has been hard at work this summer, planning one of the community's favorite traditions, and now's the time to get your group involved. Parade entry forms are officially available. Whether you're a local business, organization, or community group, this is an opportunity to boost visibility and show your Hornet pride in front of hundreds of parade goers. Parade entry forms are available at the Richland Center Community Center, the Richland Center High School and District Offices, the Richland Observer, and WRCO. Entry forms can be turned in at the RCHS or District Office. For more information, go to richland.k12.wi.us/department/homecoming.cfm.
It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com. It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, July 5th. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday, July 12th at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home Saturday, July 12th from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Catastrophic flooding in the Texas Hill Country has killed at least 24 people, and nearly two dozen more are still missing. Many of them are children, says ABC's Mireya Villarreal.
Families urgently trying to find their loved ones at Camp Mystic, an all-girls summer camp of 750 children. More than 20 campers still missing. The camp was evacuated after flooding hit the Guadalupe River, and while some parents have been reunited with their children, others continue to wait for answers.
President Trump Friday signed the House spending bill into law that cuts taxes for many of the wealthiest Americans, but some estimates say that Medicaid cuts could lead to more than 11 million people losing their health insurance. Hamas says it's responded positively to the latest temporary ceasefire proposal with Israel, and investigators in Yolo County, California, say they have found human remains at the fireworks warehouse that exploded earlier this week. This is ABC News. President Trump told reporters he plans to send letters to different countries Monday warning of new tariffs. He also said the talks to divest TikTok from Chinese ownership will resume next week. California's attorney general is declaring daily fantasy sports illegal.
In a legal opinion, California's attorney general has declared under state law daily fantasy sports are illegal.